Welcome to the Conscious King Podcast with Miss LX. Let's jump into today's episode.
So we've got Ben, Britta, Carissa, Kraken. We've got everyone checked off the list except our lovely friend, Max. Max, are you still scared or nervous? Or are you ready?
I'm nervous as hell, but let's do it.
Oh, well, if I can do anything as the host here to make you feel more at peace, then let me know. But everyone, give Max a little encouragement. Come on, fam. Come on, make him laugh at least. Give him encouragement or make him laugh. Those are your only two options, fam. Let's go, Max. All right, so they're getting you pumped up, my friend. You got this. I promise to be the least scary version of myself possible.
Okay, that's encouraging.
Okay, so what's up, my friend? How can I help you?
Okay, so I'm a sub, or rather, I'm a strongly submissive leaning switch.
Okay.
I've known I was a sub since, like, as long as I have memories, really, from like 4 or 5 years old. This really seems to be a need for me. But at the same time, I've got really bad avoidance issues, especially with women or with relationships. Like, the first quasi-girlfriend I had when I was like 13, I was really avoidant with her, and whatever semblance of a relationship we had just crashed because of that. Mm-hmm. And that's really been my pattern with, I think, almost every woman I've been with since then. Mm-hmm. And so you can imagine, right, how that conflicts with having the urge to submit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is that kind of where you're landing right now? Is this, I want to submit and I feel like I have this deep craving and even maybe a need for it, but I don't know how to free myself of these severely avoidant tendencies that have previously sabotaged my relationships. Am I hearing you correctly?
Yeah, yes, exactly. And my confidence in my ability to even try to seek a dom, because I just know how it's gone. You know, I'm just chased by my shadow. I know what my relationship patterns are.
Right, right. Well, let me ask you, would you be looking for a personal, romantic, intimate relationship or partnership with a female dominant, or would you be more comfortable with more of a lifestyle arrangement or a professional arrangement?
I mean, if money were no object, I definitely would have gone to a pro dom by now, at least to try it.
Okay.
So I would do that, but I don't think I could be satisfied with just that.
Okay.
Because I do want something more intimate than that. I do want something more, I guess, where there's more of a real lasting connection.
Okay. So how would you define a satisfying submissive experience or a satisfying submissive connection or dynamic for you? What would that look like for you to feel satisfied and connected as a submissive?
Yeah, that's a surprisingly hard question for me to answer.
And if you don't have an answer for us right now, like, I am not trying to put you or anyone else on the spot. If you need to think about it, then absolutely. I am not trying to force an answer out of you.
Yeah, and this is also a really spontaneous thing, for which I'm grateful, because otherwise I would have been nervous for it in all the time leading up to this. So I'm glad it was spontaneous in that way. But yeah, I haven't had too much time to think about this.
Okay, that's okay. That would be something that I would, if you'll write that down and maybe kind of start processing that on your own. Really give yourself permission to go there. Really give yourself that freedom to go, what would that look like for me? You know, if a professional dynamic would kind of scratch the itch, but it wouldn't actually give me the connection that I'm looking for, what am I looking for? and what would be satisfying for me? And if you really start defining that, I think we can get some clarity. That would be really helpful for you. So I would encourage you to start there. My next kind of question for you is, are you familiar, and since you're on this Discord, you likely are, but I don't want to assume, are you familiar with attachment theory?
I'm not familiar with it because of Discord, but I vaguely remember it from like 12th grade psychology. So yeah, kind of.
Okay, wonderful. So basically, for those of you who are listening on the podcast who are unaware of attachment theory, it basically states that by the time we are, I believe the age is like 8 years old in our childhood development, our primary attachment to our caregivers that subsequently creates our worldview is formed. And in healthy, stable families, the children grow up with secure attachment styles where they are able to be open and secure and give and receive love and connection. But there are deviations from that, including anxious, preoccupied, fearful, avoidant, and dismissive, avoidant. And one of the forms of attachment style, dismissive avoidant, seems like something that you might be familiar with, my friend, that it's this, I want to connect, but it's like I'm afraid of connecting, or I'm afraid of the vulnerability that's required to connect, and I'm not willing to go there. And so we get trapped in this catch 22 of I want to connect, and I even feel like I need to connect in some ways, but there's a wall blocking me from connecting.
Right, and it's very frustrating because I know it's 100% me. It's never or seldom been the woman.
Right. So I would say start with identifying what you want truly from a connection with someone, what you truly want from your submissive experience. Define those for yourself. Allow yourself to go there, because allowing yourself to be honest with what you want and what you need does not mean we're making any decisions. We're not inviting anyone into relationship, and we're not making any decisions, and we don't even have to be vulnerable. The only thing we're doing is being honest with our desires and our needs. So if you can get there, I think that would be a very, very powerful thing. The next thing I would recommend is there is this channel on YouTube that you likely have heard me refer to before, the Personal Development School. And the creator of that channel, Thais, specializes in attachment theory. And she has multiple playlists specifically about these different attachment styles that I mentioned. And there's a lot of incredibly practical, helpful information that can help you move out of, if you feel like you are in a dismissive avoidant or a fearful avoidant kind of attachment style that's blocking you from connecting in the way that you want. She has very practical, tangible advice and strategy to heal that attachment wound. And so if you're serious about really wanting to do the work and exploring this, then the Personal Development School would absolutely be where I direct you.
Yeah, I will check that out. Thank you.
You're welcome. I binge that channel often. I've recommended pretty much everyone here that I've coached with to that channel, because the more we are aware of how our attachment style is being affected or triggered, and then how we are acting out of it, that's when we can actually take power over it. And I think that would really be the best step for you, is we want to get you, my friend, into the place where you feel powerful enough to get what you want, where you feel safe enough to get what you want, you feel secure enough to get what you want. So you feel safe and secure and confident enough to be vulnerable without fear.
Yeah, thank you. I will look at it tonight.
Awesome. Awesome, my friend. I would just like to encourage you, saying you're absolutely not alone. This is not just something that men run into. We all, women and men alike, we all struggle with our own attachment wounds. And this is something that I think is just a part of being a mindful, responsible adult, is looking at, you know, how we've been affected, how we're affecting others, and being honest with our desires, our needs, and our boundaries, and empowering ourselves to get what we want and to get what we need, to advocate for those needs. So my friend, I just want to encourage you, you deserve to have your needs met. You deserve to have that connection. You deserve to feel safe and secure in that connection. And it is absolutely something that you can heal from and grow from and move into a new season. You got this.
Thank you, ma'am.
You are welcome, my friend. You are welcome. So, excuse me. Those are kind of my initial insights for you. Do you have anything that you would like to volley back, follow up with, ask me anything else? This is your time, your space.
I guess it would be surprising if I didn't have some of these issues, because like my parents had 8 marriages between them. So yeah. Like my dad was married 5 times. My mom was married 3 times. So, you know, very, very unstable. So I can kind of see, like, looking back how, it would be surprising if I didn't have attachment issues, right?
Wow. I mean, so, just that, my friend, like, is literally the pattern that relationships don't last. Relationships will break down. You cannot trust commitment. You cannot trust someone's word. You cannot trust them to be there for you. Like, that is a very clear modeling. And yes, as a child watching that, oh my gosh, the only logical conclusion for any child's brain to reach is, oh, relationships end, relationships aren't safe. So I need to meet my own needs.
Right.
Can you resonate with any of those sentiments?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. Yeah. So in that case, yeah, I think we're definitely on to something here. And I think you're really, it's just your attachment wounds that have been sabotaging what you want and your submissive experience and your relationships. So if you just start digging into that, giving yourself permission to identify what you want, what you need, what your boundaries are, what makes you feel safe, and then digging into these attachment wounds, discovering how they're stopping you, and then simply healing from them and getting what you want. You are on that journey right now. You're on that path right now. And John is actually reminding me. Thank you, John. I love you so much. Thank you so much. On the personal growth and tests and quizzes channels here on Discord. Excuse me. Oh my goodness. One moment. On the personal growth and tests and quizzes channels here on Discord, I have links to a variety of different resources, mental health, emotional health resources, things like the personal development school, assessments that will help you get some understanding and clarity about some things. So if you find any of that helpful as well, those resources are all available to you if you feel like you need them. So we are here to support you, and you're not alone, and we're all doing the work with you. And everyone, I want you to give Max a word of encouragement right now. Yes, Max. And you can mute your mic if you want. But yes, I am going to put them on the spot and I'm going to make you look at all of the amazing comments about you. Yes, that's what we're going to do. Because Max, this was so vulnerable and I really appreciate you. Way to go. You're on your way. You're amazing, Max. Thank you for sharing. You're the man, Max. So, my friend, you can do this. Way to go. We got your back, brother. This is a safe space. Hey, Preacher Dom, glad you're here. Go out, build some confidence. You can and you will. Thank you for your honesty and vulnerability. You're powerful. You are wonderfully made. You got this. You have value. Max, that is the truth about you. That is the truth about you. So, we love you. If you want to peace out, you can. But if you want to respond to me or anyone else, you can do that as well. I don't want you to feel cut off.
Yeah, I really appreciate all the sentiments. I'm sorry I was so shy and restrained. I was just, I wasn't sure what to say, so.
Did we make you feel a little bit more comfortable?
Yeah, definitely.
Good. No, you have nothing to apologize for, my friend. This is vulnerable, and this takes a lot of boldness and bravery and courage, allowing yourself to be known. And this is amazing what you just did, my friend. So the fact that you did this and showed up with so much beauty and grace and awareness and presence, you are absolutely going to conquer this, my friend. And you are absolutely going to step into your secure identity and get what you want and what you need in that submissive experience. I have so much hope for you. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you, ma'am. And I really appreciate everything you've done and everything you've built. It means a lot to me.
Oh, well, it is my pleasure. I do it all for you guys. So I'm so glad you're here. I'm so happy that we were able to connect. And I thank you so much for trusting me and everyone here with your story, my friend. So do you have any other questions, comments, anything else that I can help you with before we go?
No, I think that'll do it.
All right, my friend. Well, thank you so much for sharing with us. And if you're done, then you can go ahead and mute that mic again. Everyone, I know you just gave Max some love, so I'm not going to make you do it again. I know. I feel the love. Everyone, was this? You're going to do it anyway. Rob, you're going to do it anyway. That's fine. You do you, Rob. You do you. There you go. Did everyone have a good time tonight? Such a good coaching. I feel like this was a good family time tonight. Right? Awesome fun. So valuable. So for those of our guests that came over and joined us tonight, this is what we do every month at the Kinky Passion tier and up. So at the $30 or $50 tier, I have this time together with all of these wonderful souls every month. So feel free to upgrade and come back and join us. But if not, I so love that you were all here and able to hang out with us tonight. I love it so much. T, lovely time. Oh, good. I'm glad it helped you get through work. How was work? I had no idea what to expect, but really appreciate the advice and wisdom. My pleasure, Ben. Thank you so much for trusting me. Thank you all for this great time. Revy, did you figure out where to go for the intake? I can do Wednesday evenings. Oh, no. Well, we'll have to shift up the schedule maybe or something. No. All right, someone help Revy figure out what she's doing. It's okay, Revy. Don't be embarrassed, sweetie. You're good. I have a tech god because I don't know what I'm doing at all. Mahalo, Britta. I love you so much. Thank you. I look forward to these events. Right? I mean, I have to be here because I'm hosting, but I love these events. She's in my DMs. I'll get to it after this. John, I love and appreciate you. Thank you so much for all your help. Everyone, can you give John some major love and Rob some major love and little Missy some major love? And are there any of my admins here that I'm missing? Admins, you're amazing. Miss Jill is an admin, a new admin. Sorry, Miss Jill. My brain still registering you as an admin. Miss Jill is also an admin, everyone. Love on her. Everyone, my admins are so great. Miss Jill. I love you.